every fall, there is a roundup of the herd here just outside of Salt Lake City. You can even bring a horse or rent one and help corral hundreds of bison roaming one of the largest islands in the nation. The unique ranch and park are today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31 Gifts. You may know 31 for everything from trendy totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items. But did you know how easy it is to become an independent consultant? I live in a rural area, and I wondered if being a consultant with 31 was really for me. In under a year, I was already earning a great income, plus it's something I really enjoy. Want to learn more? Give me a call at 816-695-5551. That's 816-695-5551. Or message me at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
In the Great Salt Lake lies Antelope Island. Its 28,000 acres were long used by ranchers to graze sheep. Today, Jeremy Shaw helps oversee a different kind of herd for the state of Utah.
We've got one of the largest publicly owned herds of bison, American bison, in the country. So we've got right around, you'll see between 500 and 700 bison, depending on what time of year.
The island ranch is part of Antelope Island State Park.
We round up all the bison and auction them off in the fall. So every October, we round every bison up off the island, and we run them through, and we give them shots, and we check them and make sure they're healthy. And then we keep about 200 to 250, and then we auction those off. The other 500, we turn back out on the island, and they just free range.
Until the 1960s, you had to get here by boat. Today, an earthen causeway brings visitors.
We also have a really good herd of pronghorn antelope. We've got some great big mule deer. And we've got some California bighorn sheep. Those are the most common that people will see. But
there are saltwater beaches here that make swimmers float like a cork, plus much more.
And then we've got about 30 miles of non-motorized trail. We've got a hike that's the Frary Peak hike that takes you to the highest point on the island. And if you can get to the top of that peak and look around, it's a scene that you're not going to see anywhere else in the world. It's amazing. It's probably one of my favorite places I've ever been to just sit and soak it in.
From the peak, you can see the cities of the Salt Lake Valley. Yet from this island's high point, you'll feel like you are at one of the most remote and beautiful points on Earth. Traveling the countryside on Antelope Island, Utah, I'm Andrew McRae.